This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
We have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pathogens?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Speaking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, y'all, we are having a time, a whale of a time in Orlando, and we're back on the Robert Scott Bell Show, the same way we were Friday night where we were live, which is amazing. But I have a Comrex deficiency disease. No, it's not communicable. Nobody can it. I've got the live YouTube stream going out per usual. But we are at the Soho Expo in Orlando at the Gaylord Palms Resort. And unfortunately, my Comrex unit, which was repaired by Comrex, is not functioning. So if you hear a different level of audio, I'm just giving you a heads up. We are, as we say, the show must go on. The show must go on. So we're going to do it once again. Super Don, you have your ears on because you are my eyes and ears today.
Yes, I am here. I'm sorry to hear that you're having technical difficulties again, but we are professionals, aren't we?
Yeah, we got to work through it. But, you know, all of the calmness that I and good demeanor that I usually have, it's kind of out the window in that, you know, I want to be able to prepare the notes, send out the links, you know, follow up, support what you're doing, be prepared. I've got some great guests that we're going to be talking to again. That's not a problem. But, like I said, it's just, it's not the way, I feel like I'm very unprofessional now. So folks, you know, bear with me. We're going to make it through together.
It is live radio. We can do this.
It is. Well, in live video too, you see we're at the CB Sciences booth, which is kind of cool.
Dude, that is a great background right there. Plus CBD oil. Loving it.
Yeah. We've got that going on, so I'm not complaining about that. I've got some new magnesium news sometime in the next hour or two. We'll be able to reveal to you another topical that I really, really like from my friends at Harmony Cone, and that's coming from a special place in Europe, which is really awesome. And, of course, we'll have some more CBD news in just a moment. But for now, Super Don, were there any opening stories that I apparently have not reviewed because I've been trying to troubleshoot this all morning?
Oh, my goodness. Well, we do have an article out of Health Impact News, and when I saw this headline, I knew this would be something perfect that we could talk about because it kind of goes along with the going theme of the show and stories that we cover on a regular basis. Here's the headline. Drug industry uses deceptive practices to circumvent the law and sell you more drugs. Is that a shock, Robert?
Wait a second. Can you repeat that for me? Because I know probably everybody else heard it really clearly. But
yes.
I want to hear that headline again.
All right. Drug industry uses deceptive practices to circumvent the law and sell you more drugs.
But why would they deceive you? I mean, they have a monopoly on the sale of anything to treat disease. Why? You know, think about that. If you have a monopoly, why do you need to deceive anybody? They have to get your stuff anyway.
Well, this is true. And what this does is this goes into a new trick that the drug industry is employing. And this comes to when they are using direct-to-consumer advertising. Because, you know, the law is, as of now, and has been for a while, that when a drug company puts out a drug commercial, they are required to list the side effects. And that's one of the things that we've always had fun with on this show, is that when you listen to the drug commercial, it seems like at least half, if not more, of that commercial is all about all the terrible things that this drug can do to you, right?
Absolutely.
So what they're doing now is they're coming out with these ads where they're calling non-branded ads. So basically, you've got an ad that will sit there and talk to you about how terrible anaphylactic shock is. And at the end, what they're doing is saying, now talk to your doctor about what you can do about anaphylactic shock. So what they're trying to do is they're trying to circumvent the rules where they have to list the side effects by putting out something called a non-branded ad, but in a very kind of deceptive way are leading you to want to purchase the drugs that are out there to treat the condition. And in some cases, you've got drug companies that they're like one of the only companies out there or one of few that sell the drug to treat the condition. So in a roundabout way, they're advertising their product without having to list the side effects. What do you think about that?
Well, what occurs to me, once again, is how bad the drug companies are. And I don't mean from their bad behavior. That should go without saying. But specific to how much they suck, that they need to resort to deceptive practices to get you to take their product when there is technically no competition. Nobody can claim that any of their natural substances do what drugs do, even if they can do it better without side effects. And so despite that, they still have to resort to deceptive practices. Yeah, we can talk evil, we can talk bad behavior, but we can also talk about how people are onto them, how they are increasingly desperate to utilize maybe we could say deceive the FDA, but remember the FDA is in on it. Because of the revolving door at the highest levels, that they tend to look the other way because they know if they do, those at the highest levels of the Fear and Death Administration will likely have wonderful jobs once they leave the organization. So for me, this is just more clear. I don't know how much more clear it can get as an example to say, you know what, y'all, if you think that drugs are scientific, they're not to begin with. There's corruption through and through from the get-go all the way through to the time where they try to market off labels to you. And they will not back off on the Fear and Death Administration's ability to muscle against any of the dietary supplement companies. Like I'm, in the midst of them. And none of these companies can say squat about their products. Maybe a little bit about structure function. But freedom of speech ain't free. It ain't happening.
No, you're right. And that's the part that's very frustrating about this, because in this particular case, and I brought up the example of anaphylaxis. In this article, they're pointing out you're using the example of the drug company Mylan, which is the company that owns the EpiPen, right? And so they created this ad campaign about the dangers of anaphylaxis. And then at the end, it's like, ask your doctor. Well, here's the thing. What do you think a doctor, if you go to a doctor, because you're concerned about anaphylaxis, that doctor's going to recommend the EpiPen, right? So this was kind of a sneaky way for Mylan to skirt those rules. Yet, if you have a supplement company that just doesn't dot an I or cross a T the correct way, suddenly they're getting hammered by the FDA and the FTC, and they're being shut down, and they're being sued out of business. Yet these guys can find loopholes and ways to get around the rules, and nobody bats an eye.
I know. Like, sometimes you talk about the concept of swimming upstream. Like, you feel like you're getting nowhere. I feel like we're getting everywhere, honestly, despite this or maybe because of this. The idea that they have to increasingly resort to these crazy, desperate measures, it just tells you that the people have had enough. They are moving on. Now, I know it's not everybody. I know we don't have everybody that listens to the Robert Scott Bell Show yet. We're working on it. But they would not have to do this if things were going really, really well. And yet they are still multi-billion and trillion, it's a trillion-dollar industry, and they're very profitable, but they see, in my humble opinion, they see the inevitability, their demise. people will go, well, Robert, that's, you're just asking for too much. That's a pipe dream. I'm like, no. I'm not even talking because of what we do or what Ty Bollinger does or Dr. Bittar does. I'm just saying because the people at a certain point will see through it and they recognize that nothing, just like I did in my young life many, many years ago, nothing the drug companies are throwing at diseases are actually remedying the underlying cause. And there's a certain point where the people go, you know what? I've had enough. I don't want any more of your drugs. You can keep, touting what they do. You can keep trying to prevent me from doing anything else. But look, folks, at what has happened with cannabis in the last 10, 15, 20 years. Despite federal prohibitions, despite the FDA saying, no, you can't use that. Despite the FTC even going, no, you can't say that. The people have spoken, the states have spoken, and the vast majority now of the states have told the federal government to pound sand. And, of course, cannabis is being utilized, it's being sold in health food stores, even when states have no real regulation or statement whether it is legal or not, or some have said it's not. So I have the belief that the people are having the final say here. And, again, this is not me being, too esoteric in that context, but really that it is happening. And the behavior of the drug industry and the FDA is evidence that it's working, despite how much they want a stronghold or stranglehold on the dietary supplement industry, of which, of course, I've been engaged with for 25 or more years.
Absolutely. And, you know, you use cannabis as an example, and this is the reason why you are now seeing pharmaceutical companies wanting to get in on the cannabis industry. Big food like Coca-Cola, right, and Pepsi-Cola. Everybody wants to get in on the cannabis industry because they know that this is the direction that things are going and that people have turned the tide against this ridiculous, drug war that singled out cannabis when it never should have. I mean, it just never should have been something that was scheduled as a Schedule I drug. And fortunately, things are changing now.
Yeah. Now, I was talking with my buddy Casey Krejci yesterday. It was a fun day because I had half the day I was walking around the trade show floor, meeting people, talking with people. And then the other half, I just bugged out and went to Casey's, and we watched some college football, which was a lot of fun. It was like the boys were together just doing something silly.
Nice.
And
irrelevant. The boys are back in town. Right. Hey, listen, we got the music started. We're getting ready to go to a break. So we're going to just kind of leave that as a cliffhanger and come back to that. But between now and then, we got a few messages from our friends at the Genesis Communications Network. I know you guys don't like the commercials, but that's how we pay the bills around here, right? So please support our sponsors, We'll be back right after this.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert, we'll be right back.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer.
I just jumped in there because I didn't know if you could hear the music.
Doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence.
Do you have a clock? Do you have the regular clock here that you normally use so you can see the time?
CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hi, folks. It's a holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So get the tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I think we're back live here from Soho in Orlando. We are here courtesy of our good friends at CB Sciences. You can go to pluscbdoil.com, pluscbdoil.com, and you can enter the code RSB15 to get 15% off. We're going to be joined by, I believe Maggie Frank is going to join us first at the bottom of the hour, which will be a great time. And but right now, Super Don, we did have a question of the day come in. And yes, I don't recall where it came in from, maybe through social media, but Super Don, you help me know what this is, and we'll do it.
Yeah, I believe this was a Facebook question, and this is from Autism Mom Cafe, who's watching right now on the YouTube channel. And here is her question. She says, first she gives you a compliment. She says, thanks, you're awesome. Or maybe was she talking to me or you? I'm not sure.
Oh, you definitely.
She was talking.
No, it's a group. It's a group. Awesome. Oh, no, it was John on the board, right? Okay. All right, so here's her question. She says, okay, so is silver a heavy metal? And if so, since I'm going through the motions of clearing metals, would I essentially be flushing silver out?
Yes. Well, okay. So this is a good question. Now, in terms of silver, we have the periodic table of elements. When you read it, you'll see that silver, gold, copper, they're considered these noble elements. And some have argued that they're what they call transitional metals. But I don't want anybody to freak out if they are actually also considered heavy metals, because it's about the properties of those metals. It's about what they do or don't do. So in terms of safety, we've gone through this many times over the years here. I've written about it. If you have a low concentration in the right form, the body is very readily able to utilize, process, and excrete by the liver into the colon, right? The lithium-dependent pathway. Now, if worst case scenario, you took the wrong kind of silver to excess, it wouldn't harm you physically. In other words, it doesn't change function per se until you get to such high amounts that you would have long since drowned in the water that you consumed the fluid of silver in, for instance. So we're talking 6,000 times or more the reference dose to get to any evidence of physiological harm. Now, if you are on a chelation therapy or an aggressive therapy to remove heavy metals, then there will be a shortened duration of bioactivity in the body. In other words, it'll still have some benefits, but because you're chelating aggressively and actively, you might bind the silver along with the other metals that are really dangerous. Right? Silver's not the problem, but if you're using chelation therapy, I would recommend using the silver as far from that introduction of a chelating agent as possible to give it the activity time, right? It's very short-lived in the body, very short life cycle. So in terms of, again, we'll reiterate this, especially for any autism moms out there, silver does not have a negative impact on the brain or nervous system. You will not have an additional burden when you use silver, even though you're dealing with mercury burdens or other things. But if you want aggressive chelation therapy, then utilize the silver away from the time that you're using that so that it has the best benefit from the body. I don't want you to waste and drop. I don't know. Super Don, did that make any sense?
Yeah, I think that works. And then this is actually a two-parter. So we've got a part two to the questions. Autism Mom Cafe wants to know, when you're fighting a cold and cold symptoms, do you take it several times a day or 2 to 3 times a day?
Yeah, multiple times a day, because if it's truly a cold, it's a viral replication issue. And in that case, you want to outpace the replication cycle of the given virus. You might not know what that is, but I would say I would do it every hour. I've done it more frequently to get out of a crisis faster. And then as you see improvement in symptoms, then you can start spacing the doses out further and further. Our friends at Sovereign Silver say 7 times a day. To be honest, I've taken it way more than that when I felt I needed it. But in terms of safety and efficacy, the combination, you got to weigh it out. And then those rapid bursts are only for a short period of time anyway. It's not like you're going to be on that pace every day for the rest of your life. So this is what we got going on here in terms of the silver questions, and I like those questions because they're relatively simple and straightforward to answer. But if I have to, if you need me to clarify more to the Mom Cafe, please write again a follow-up, and we'll see what we can do. And then we'll be back to the CBD topic after the bottom of the hour break, which I hear may be coming up, Super Don, so you might want to take over.
Okay. All right. Well, that wraps up segment two of hour one. Robert Scott Bell at the Soho Expo in Kissimmee, Florida. When we come back, we'll be talking CBD with a mystery guy. I think maybe Maggie Frank might be in the wings waiting to come on here. So this is the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stay tuned. We'll be back right after this.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Many who worked with former President George H.W. Bush are remembering their time with him in the White House. James Baker, who was Secretary of State, tells Fox News Sunday his boss had a consistent and uncommon quality.
He didn't blow his own horn. One of his wonderful character traits was to let other people take credit. That was something he was brought up with, and that's the way he he operated.
On ABC's This Week, former National Security Advisor Colin Powell said Bush was a perfect American and a man of great humility.
He was always kind. He was always contained within himself. He didn't let emotions get on top of him. And frankly, he was a product of his parents, who told him, you know, don't show off, George. Just always remember, you're humble. You work for people. You serve people. So I think he was a perfect president.
Bush, who died Friday at age 94, is to be honored with a funeral service in the nation's capital Wednesday and will be buried Thursday in Texas. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wade Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we're back at it. It's live and it's crazy time. I've got my buddy Josh Hendricks joining me. I guess Maggie was talking a little bit. She's like waiting on it. But Josh, of course, the farmer extraordinaire, the generations of farmers in his family, and going back from tobacco now to cannabis, and he's always up on the farm bill. We've got a couple of other stories Super Don has thrown our way. And in fact, there's also another story I think that Josh has thrown to us. Josh Hendricks from TV Sciences. What is, first and foremost, is there an update on the farm bill that the audience needs to know about?
Yeah, so, you know, as I always say, go to hempsupporter.com and check out the news section. You can see Daniel Cameron, who's our lobbyist, who's actually Senator McConnell's former general counsel. He came over, you know, he wrote a great article about how this is going to work. And the first step is they got to make a deal, right? Congress or the House and the Senate have to make a deal and a compromise on, and the Republicans and Democrats have to make a compromise on what they're going to do in the farm bill. Because it's much broader than the hemp language, obviously. But we've known for weeks now that the majority leader, Mitch McConnell, has said that hemp is not on the table. It's not going to be a bargaining chip. It's not coming out. They've made the deal. Hemp language is still in there. Now it needs to be voted on, obviously passed in both the House and the Senate, and then hopefully President Trump will sign it, which I think he will because he's the one that's pressuring him to get it done.
Right.
So we're looking really good on that front. But again, as I always say, this is, we've been working on it a long time, and everybody thinks this is going to be the biggest celebration ever, but this is just one step.
Right.
We've still got FDA at the federal level. This gets DEA off our backs, thank God, but we've still got FDA at the federal level, and then we've got to go state by state, county by county, city by city. You know, right. You were at the talk on Friday, Devin from Straight Hemp, Tim from PS Nutrition did a great job talking about federal, state, county, or in his case, parish,
right,
and then city, and he had a funny joke where he said, in his next slot, I put a lot of work, I crunched a lot of numbers, and I tried to figure out how well these four entities work together, and he pulled it up, and it was just a blank slot.
It was funny, Josh, because he was a guy that has been helping us for like 41 years or something.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. And then he was also in law enforcement.
Former law enforcement.
So he knows, like, the police, he knows DEA agents, and they're all, like, talking, and, like, nobody seems to know what the deal is, even if it is illegal, or, like, do we do anything about it? Are we not?
Is it a priority?
Right.
and
it's clearly not when they step back and go, hey, as you've described it, you know, the difference between coffee and decaf coffee. Go through some of those things for people to understand the difference between what people call marijuana and industrial hemp.
Yeah, and we actually created a document that Senator McConnell, it was very, shifting in his opinion because we said, look, there's sugar-free stuff out there, there's decaf coffee, there's kombucha, there's fat-free. All of these things have trace amounts of fat, sugar, caffeine, alcohol and kombucha, right?
Yeah.
But it's at such a low level that it doesn't matter. You can drink a gallon of kombucha and nobody's going to get drunk, right? 12, I mean, kids drink kombucha, right? And so that's the point we're trying to get across to him because he was really hung up on, well, there's still a little bit of THC in there, you know? And we're like, wow, but no one cares about that. We want the whole plant extract. And it's under that threshold. So we did a definitions of the zero, and that was where we showed that fat-free has fat, sugar-free has sugar, et cetera. And I think getting people to understand, especially him, but also getting the general public to understand that, then you start to get people like my grandparents, my mom, and you know all these folks
that
are coming in.
Folks, for instance.
Oh, I know a lady that sells it at her church. She's an MLM person, but she's got all the choir and everybody taking it. Everybody's feeling great, you know?
Well, but it's overcoming a lot of history, a lot of obstacles, a lot of programming I talk about. And I always joke with our buddy Stewart about when I learned from Dr. Meshulam in Israel, one of the most significant things about this plant that I felt like it was more of a threat to the powers that be on planet Earth was the fact that people utilizing this plant are less easily programmed. In other words, there's an ability to forget certain things that would not be to your benefit, like past traumas and stresses that are not serving you well at all.
Well, as we say, eat, sleep, protect, and forget, right?
Yes.
Those are the four services of the ECS. So I think, getting people to normalize this, and as I said in my talk on Friday, that it's crazy to think that we can go from radical prohibition of the entire cannabis plant to just, oh, it's all legal and hunky-dory. You know, we've had to take these steps. I mean, that's how, you ever seen the I'm Just a Bill Sitting on Capitol Hill, right? The Schoolhouse Rock. I mean, it is really kind of like that, as they say, the sausage-making process. So we've gone step-by-step with the farm bill, then the omnibus bill. Now, this farm bill, again, there's people out there complaining about it. Oh, they can change it in 5 years.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Right.
But if we can prove that, hey, this is a sustainable crop, this is a sustainable economic opportunity that we're having, and it continues to grow, you think they're going to do away with it?
No, heck no, they're not going to do away with it. That's the point. Get it out there, and the evidence will be evidence.
Right.
I'm going to say it that way.
Okay.
Yeah, the evidence will be evidence. Now, also, I want to thank folks. Listen to this. Like, if people, as Josh had said, are complaining, oh, the farm bill doesn't go far enough, or they can reverse it, I want you also to think about how quickly you came to this understanding, maybe faster than me, because, again, I was always under the impression that, oh, it's bad, it's a drug, it's horrible, right, it needs to be banned. And it didn't take me, it wasn't like the snap of a finger that I said, oh, suddenly I see it. It was a process of learning about it, studying on it. And so even an individual who may rightly move faster than the government, I get that, that's not it, but there's a process, is the point. This is how life works. There are sudden shifts of consciousness that appear weird, but that happens, I think, only when so many people have gotten wind of it that it's no longer possible to deny it. And this is why, how many, 32, 33, 34 states in the District of Columbia now?
I think it's 34 now.
34. So 34 in the District of Columbia is a vast supermajority, basically, at this point.
Well, I think Tim showed his thing. There's only four states that don't have any form of cannabis legalization. That could be CBD prescribed by a doctor, low THC, CBD, cannabis prescribed by a doctor, medical, recreational, or some form of hemp farming.
Right.
So I think it's Iowa, South Dakota, Nebraska, and Kansas that have nothing yet. They're the only white states up there. They're different shades of green for the other stuff. But again, we're making progress. I mean, the people that are complaining are the ones sitting at home on their keyboard. You know, they're not going to D.C. and do anything about it. So I think we're making progress. We're getting people to understand cannabis as a whole. But really, with hemp, hey, we're separating this. We're taking it down the road of agriculture. We want people to think of it like agriculture. And I think we've done a pretty good job.
But and the irony in those four states that have got nothing going on, there's a serious underground black market happening in those four states. You don't think that cannabis is being bought, sold, and used in those four states where there's no legality?
Well, yeah, I was just talking to some folks from Georgia, and, you know, Joe and Eileen Gevia, who are brokers down there, wonderful people. I said, you know, what we need to do? We need to get Joe to run for governor so we can change all that stuff down in Georgia, because they're like Kentucky, you know, my famous quote, other than in him, Kentucky, we have that. So my famous quote about Kentucky, or I stole from Mark Twain, is when the end of the world comes, take me to Kentucky because they're always 20 years behind. And the guy said, I think Georgia's 30. We're trying to figure out all these different things, even just on the hemp side for me. But I know tons of friends and other cannabis advocates that are pushing the envelope for medical, which brings us up to the latest article that involved PTSD, and Senator McConnell and Jonathan Miller and myself were all quoted in there, and then some veterans that were talking about how they're utilizing cannabis in general, high CBD, low THC, on PTSD, and just general recovery from time to service time, right? So I think we're just scratching the surface. You know, I mean, I live in a place, Kentucky, where the heroin epidemic is rampant. I've lost two friends to overdoses, and I don't know what heroin looks like, and I didn't even think they did.
Right.
Good families, and addiction doesn't discriminate. So getting people to figure out better alternatives for stuff like that, but also, as we've talked about, just people that aren't ill or sick, just feeling good, feeling healthier, and really, increasing their quality of life, whether that means, you go from sleeping 6 hours a night to sleeping 8 hours a night, or you go from not being able to get off the couch for 3 months to running in marathons.
Right.
Options are limitless, I think.
Exactly. All right. Well, folks, we got a lot of healing to go. We're going to talk a little bit more about farmers in a moment. Let me get my buddy Casey Krejci over here. Come around to me. See how we're wearing it? This is Josh Hendricks. Casey, put that on just around your neck and get this up to you. We're doing an unusual broadcast. Let me bring that up. And we're on. We're doing combination. Come in here. We're on video as well. Take a look.
Oh. Casey
Krejci.
Nice to see all of you.
Y'all know Living Fuel. This stuff is fueling me up even today because I haven't eaten today. And I was fueled up with my buddy Casey as we were watching the football games yesterday. And I want to thank you.
It
was amazing football yesterday. We had a great time.
Quarterback switch.
Oh, did you see that at the end? It was like a reverse of the final. Did I tell them they should do that? Switch?
You did.
Way before you even got hurt, right?
Yeah. No, and then that's what did it. And unfortunately, I'm kind of a Georgia fan, but I was okay because the game was so amazing.
Yeah, it was a good game.
I just like good football.
The human story there was pretty awesome. Yeah. The guy, being subbed last year and then not making it. Another guy winning it. Now he's subbed and he wins it. Pretty awesome.
That just shows you how much talent Alabama has, that they're just flip-flopping quarterbacks like that, and they both are superstars.
Right.
They just have one had a bad day here and there.
Now, how do I make a transition from talking football, because we're at the home of CBD oil, plus CBD oil, you see these scientists? It's because every football player, every athlete suffering from head injury, CTE, they are finding out that CBD is neuroprotective and neuroregenerative.
CBD for CTE?
Yeah,
that's perfect, isn't it? It rhymes. I mean, it has to work.
Also, football is a tough sport. Your body gets banged up, right? There's a lot of recovery options today. And then, there's a lot of retired football players now, because they're not getting drug tested, that are using high CBD products literally just to walk around. They have these poor knee surgeries, they have all these different ailments, and they're using this as a supplement to really, get off the couch.
Casey, I just got to ask you in terms, because you're about athletics and athlete. You were out there playing football with the kids, like the old guys got to get out there, and you're rocking it. So the question would be, what can Living Fuel do in context with nourishing the body with everything it needs?
Well, interestingly, as you well know, that the body needs so many things. I mean, there are at least 100 nutrients. When you think about essential vitamins, essential minerals, essential fatty acids, essential amino acids, essential polyphenols, known and unknown cofactors. Mm-hmm. The list goes on and on. We're talking about so many things are required. This is not like optional health, as you know. You have to have them, and there's no way to get them. But as you know, we've talked about selenium before. Let's just use that as an example. If you look at the topographical map of the United States and say, hey, where is the selenium coming from?
Right.
So if you're buying your vegetables from the Southwest or the Southeast or the Northeast, you're not getting any selenium. But to some in the Midwest and Idaho or where you live in Salt Lake, there's deposits of various minerals. So you can't just happenstance come across all the essentials.
Well, let me ask you this, because you showed me your new label. It was the berry stuff on the back. It had this amazing little thing. Your wife was telling me, Monica was like, you got to listen to Casey say this, because it's on the label, folks, and you're going to say, I need that. Now, can you? Am I putting you on the spot? You can do this?
No problem, but you can imagine if there were a food that had all of the positive benefits of the foods that we know about.
Right.
I mean, you hear like, hey, potassium is bananas, right? That's what you'll hear, but it's not the highest source of potassium. And you hear about all these foods that we eat for the various reasons, yogurt, for probiotics.
Real quick, we're up on a break.
Okay, so more calcium than vitamin D than milk, more potassium than bananas, more fiber than oatmeal, more protein than half a dozen egg whites, more resveratrol than four glasses of wine, and on and on and on and on. Living fuel.
That's rocking it, folks. And there's even more. Casey Crazy, my good buddy from Living Fuel. Y'all check it out, livingfuel.com, and we'll be right back.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Robert Scott Bill Show. All right, we're back at it here. Well, rocking the health world in an unusual way. Those of you who are listening on radio, you're hearing me through the technology of cell phones, weirdly enough, but we're making it through. The show must go on. I've got Josh Hendricks from CV Sciences with me right now. And Super Don, you had a question related to a story out of Minnesota about farmers going bankrupt. Can you say that again for the audience?
Yeah, this comes out of Natural Blaze, and the headline says, Food Crisis in the Making. Farm bankruptcies reach horrifying levels. And it goes on to talk about how farms in the United States, in the Midwest, are filing for Chapter 12 bankruptcy at an alarming rate. They say that a total of 84 farms in the upper Midwest filed for bankruptcy between July 2017 and June 2018, according to the Minneapolis Star Tribune. So we've got a problem with the farms. They're basically just going out of business, and this is creating a problem. And I was curious what kind of insight Josh might have on that.
So basically, you know, you look at commodity prices over the past 10 years even, and I think they're down somewhere in the neighborhood of 40 to 60%. Yeah, the price of cost of living has gone up. You got a lot of people in the farming community, whether it's a small farm or we're blessed to own our farm outright completely, but there's a lot of farmers that have mortgages, just like people do on their houses, right? And then you've got equipment, you've got overhead costs, you got labor, you've got all that stuff that goes into a lot of big-scale commodity farming and soy and corn, like that stuff in the Midwest, is a cash flow business. So you have to have cash coming in because you got a lot of cash going out. Eventually, if the prices of commodities keep going down and down and down, the cash flow goes down and down and down, and then you got more going out than you got coming in.
But it's more than just the tobacco farmers, which are having the big problem.
That's already happened.
Yeah.
They're gone. We used to have 240,000 tobacco farmers in Kentucky. Now we have 2,400.
Wow.
It's crazy. It's a crazy drop off. But it's things like that. Like those farmers already either gone bankrupt or sold their farms or whatever because they didn't own it outright. They didn't, get out ahead of it. And then when you talk about these farms in the Midwest, the ones that are going bankrupt, you're talking thousands of acres, lots of overhead, lots of costs. And then when you can't make that farm payment, eventually the bank comes and says, hey, you're defaulting on your tractor payment, your farm payment, your combine payment. You got to.
Josh, let me ask you this about the transition, not just for tobacco farmers, but other farmers that are in trouble. Is this cannabis / hemp agriculture a way realistic, or is this just too much to ask of hemp and cannabis to help save these farmers?
You know, save, it goes to the extreme, and I don't want to say that. I don't want people to think that this is the savior crop, like a, you know, that everyone, that a lot of the advocates go out there and push, but it is an opportunity. It's a chance, right? We have, these farmers need to diversify. They're still going to grow corn and soy. We're hoping that, you know, President Trump can get these trade tariffs worked out to where we're not, we're charging 25% because we want China to take our soy. We want, you know, we want to be able to export too. And as, you know, a farmer that doesn't deal with row crops but understands the plight of the row crop farmer because they essentially, you know, run the agriculture economic scale. We have to figure out a way to also, you know, save corn and soy. We've got to get those prices back up. We've got to figure out a way to make sure that economic, or that economic trade is going okay.
Yeah.
And then opportunities like canaf and hemp and flax and things like that that American farmers are starting to grow because they have the tools and the wherewithal and the equipment to do it. That will be a supplement. I'm not going to, like, just like plus CBD oil is a supplement. I think hemp can be a supplement. I think cannabis is going to be, or marijuana is mainly going to be indoor farming. But I think getting the current farmers and the farmers' kids, that's another thing. A lot of those farmers found bankruptcy are old. Their kids don't want to come farm. So they don't have anybody to leave it to. There's not any innovation. There's not any young excitement going on.
Isn't it true the young kids are kind of digging the idea of growing cannabis and how?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would have never, you know, the joke of that, one of the first articles written about me was the only time I ever went to the farm until 5 years ago was either for punishment or beer money. And I don't, you know, and my friends are much the same. I was just in Charleston with my best friend since I was born, and his dad's thinking about selling the farm and moving to the beach, right? Because him and his brother are, they don't even live there anymore. They've moved away.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think this can be a supplement to the farming community, certainly in the Midwest.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's been the hardest place to pass hemp laws where we can grow hemp.
But, you know, you got farming in your family, and I appreciate your insight into that.
Yeah.
And until we can all grow it in our gardens, it's not freedom enough. That's just me talking, but I think a lot of y'all agree with that. Listen, we're out of time this hour. We've survived the Robert Scott Bell Show, remote location via any method possible, that the show must go on. Thank you, Josh Hendricks. We'll hear from more on the CBD Sciences front next hour. Also, Supernine will throw some stories at me that maybe I'll get the review at the top of the hour news break. All right, folks, this is it, the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Bertero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3 month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com. It'll link you through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.